podcast on every platform. And for you to know, I uploaded a new episode yesterday with a chat with a guest host called Boney. So I want you guys to go and check it out. You just feel the vibe with the first time Melon Sugar, we are having a convo with a guest co-host on relationships. So I hope you guys will check it out and just feel the vibe around it. So you can follow us on Facebook on Melon Sugar Pod, then on Twitter on Melon Sugar_Pod. And I'd like to thank you all guys for doing the listening and just giving me all the reviews and everything on Apple Music, Spotify. And please continue to follow us on every platform. Don't just listen, just follow us. So let's get to it. So for this episode, I was very, very skeptical about doing it, and since Friday, all of us have been watching the news, and I was so not feeling very, very good about doing it, because my podcast is just society and culture and art. So I was like, okay, what's happening now is just affecting everyone anywhere in the world. Where I am in Ghana, the fuel prices are up. So if the oil prices are up, the fuel prices will also go up, and it's affecting everyone. We have students from my country who are learning in Ukraine. So it's kind of bullshit, let me say. So the problem or whatsoever happened was Thursday, Russia invaded Ukraine, and Russia says they have a valid point or points for invading Ukraine, and because they are this kind of Donbass and everything, and there are people of the Russians, the East, who are being impoverished by the ruling Ukrainians. And the people on Thursday became independent. So Russia just invaded. So I don't really know, but just Russia invaded on Thursday. And it's just, seriously, sometimes I just watch TV and I'm like, oh, whoa. So it is really, really happening, and people have been just saying, oh, this like Third World War and World War III and all that, and it's kind of making it so, like, making people so uneasy, because with everything, with the pandemic and everything going on, no one really expected us to, like, have, like, a war, like, we were just going through a war and all that. But now, some will say it's just a war between two countries, but seriously, I don't think so. It's just that we won't see people like the world superpower is getting in. It's only just a superpower in a normal country. Yeah. So you could just see with everything going on, seriously, for me, I feel pity for the Ukrainians, and seeing your country and having your country being bombarded and all that can take a toll on the citizens. But I like their surviving spirit, their spirit of not showing weakness. Their spirit of being perseverant and just fighting on. I think every country, its citizens should just take a look of what the citizens of Ukraine are just doing, because there's a country that they don't have the arsenals, or let me say the armaments or the or the weapons that Russia have, but they have what they have and they are using it to the benefit. Some will say they are, you can't verify the facts on social media and everything, but if you are to just monitor and just watch on this traditional means and all that, if you see the people are withstanding everything and they are just fighting on. And for me, what really hurts me is the casualties that are involved. People are dying and all that. Yesterday I saw a video of a tank, or what's the name of an armor tank, running over a car, and so disheartening, so evil watching it. I was like, whoa. So like a normal person without, like, you're just walking, you're just going, and someone can just run over you, a civilian, like you are in a car driving, you just want to leave, and you just meet your death on time. You know, I think whatever is going on, the both sides should just sit down and talk about it so peace can prevail, because everything that happening, it's like the civilians who will be at risk or at cost of this. And I like that the president is so like giving them hope, staying behind and all that, so that's good. And for Vladimir Putin, I don't know what to say. I'll just say he knows what he wants in this war, why he started this war. So let's just see and just wait and see what will happen. But peace should prevail. But seriously, on the next topic, sometimes I don't really understand these white people. Seriously. You guys are being bombarded here and you are fleeing, and your fellow like human being, like an African, is also fleeing. Then you get to the border and the African is told you can't cross into a country, but you are letting the white person cross. This is total rubbish. Seriously. Sorry for my way. This is total rubbish, because every human being is a human being, irrespective of race, irrespective of color and everything. I think every human being, like, you should just value human being. You see, with everything that went on, with the condemnation of Russia and everything, it's Africans who are, you can see that it's Africans who are really, really supporting, who are condemning on social media everything that Russia is doing, even in the UN Security Council. You can see a whole lot, the three African representatives, my country is part, Kenya and I think Guinea also, they all voted in favor of the resolution. So I don't know where from all this racism that, like, in order for someone to just cross the border into your country, that person should be white. Please, let's just stop this racism. Let's stop this racist attitude, this racism, this inequality in the world that we live in. It's total rubbish. And I think every student out there in Ukraine, if you are feeling bad, please call your consulate or anything, or anything that has been put out there for you guys to be able to cross safely to any neighboring country. You should get in contact with your government and anything, because now you are only there because you wanted to be there, and you are there for school to come and help back your country. So I think you all should just keep safe for yourself and just protect yourself, so that anything that is being planned for you guys out there will be able to get to you guys, and African governments will be able to do anything for you guys. And seriously, with that racism thing, with that racism shit, everything, seriously, I don't get it. And for me, that's one thing that made me to just record this episode and just put it out there, because I don't get it. We are in a war, and this war is about civilians losing their lives. And everyone in that country who is running is a civilian. So you can't just say a white person can just enter into your country. That's for Poland. And just enter into your country. But a black African can't enter into your country. That's total rubbish. And I think they should just stop whatever they are doing. These things, racism should be in the past, and it shouldn't be part of us. So, and the war too, I hope and pray the war just ends and they find a lasting solution to whatever is bordering the Russians and the Ukrainian side too. I think every one of them, every one of the two parties should be able to get into an agreement that this is what we want. Okay, so we should just end it, because the civilian casualties is so worrying. What we see on social media is so appalling. So, with that being said, this is my take, and I'm sure you listeners will just have a conversation about it, and just feel free, express your voices, express your support for the Ukrainians. They need all our support, and stop racism for the Western countries and this Poland and everything. They should just stop the racism. It's not good. Racism shouldn't be in the 21st century. So they should just get their ass together and just help every African to cross its borders. And for the neighboring countries, the urge you all, help Africans just cross into your country, because if they cross, they are not going to stay in your country. They are just students fleeing. They are not asylum seekers or whatever. So we should just stop that racism thing. So thank you guys for listening, and I'd like you all to just follow, subscribe to us on all our platforms: Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Bullhorn, Acast. Yes, we are now on Acast. And everywhere, CastBox, everywhere. Deezer, we are on there. I'd like you guys to just follow and subscribe to your preferred platform that you want to listen. And you continue to share and share and spread the message across. We want one love, one world, and a peace. So, this being Melon Sugar, and this being your host, Kettle, thanks for doing the listening. See you same time with a new episode. Bye. If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get a link to support this podcast. Thank you.